When I was thinking about Easter this year, a thought came to me that after Easter, Jesus came looking for his friends, the disciples. Now, they weren't looking for him, they weren't expecting him, but he came looking for them. And then I remembered also that in the very first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve weren't looking for God, but God in the garden had to go looking for them. And then I remember Jesus talking about the good shepherd. Remember, one of the sheep was lost, and the good shepherd goes to look for the sheep. The sheep don't look for the shepherd. And then I was thinking, well, people are looking for something every day. I'm always looking for my car keys. And people are in supermarkets, and they're looking along the shelves, and they're saying, where's the corn flour? And they're looking. And then there are people who are looking for a new job. There are people who are looking for a new house or for a new car. The boys and girls are looking for a new toy. And people are looking for new things all the time. So they are. And you'll need to answer for yourself. So here's the question. What are you looking for? You know this, sometimes, in fact every day, I'm looking for my glasses, my specs. And you know the funny thing? They're on my nose. So the thing you're looking for is sometimes closer than you can believe. So you're looking all over the place for something, and it's already in your pocket, or it's already on your nose, or even your hat. Where's my bonnet? And it's on my head. I've done that. Have you done that if you wear a bonnet? So that's what we do. We're always looking for things, but sometimes the thing we're looking for is nearer to us than we know. And you know this? It's the same with God. There are people who say, I've been looking all my life for faith, or I've been looking all my life for God, or I've been looking all my life for this risen Jesus. Well, remember this, sometimes the thing you're looking for, sometimes the person you're looking for is nearer to you than you really know. It's the same with Jesus. Just remember, he's looking for you, and he's nearer than you dare believe. We're going to say a prayer now, so we clasp your hands and close your eyes and say after me, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
It was you who said,
it was you who said,
I have come to seek and save the lost.
I have come to seek and save the lost.
So help us never forget,
so help us never forget,
that you are always looking for us,
that you are always looking for us,
and nearer than we dare believe.